WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
1964 was the year that Martin Luther King won the Nobel Peace Prize and the Civil Rights Act was passed. Our rock historian, Ed Ward, looks at what happened that same year at Motown Records. It was the label's fifth year, and the year it showed that it was, as its slogan would soon brag, the sound of young America today.
1964, and we gon' dance some more. You've gotta keep up with the times if you wanna be mine. So if you can do it, let me know.
'64 was Motown's miracle year. Not for the Miracles, who didn't really have a hit, but for the Four Tops, who had Baby I Need Your Loving, Marvin Gaye, who had Baby Don't You Do It and You're a Wonderful One, Brenda Holloway with Every Little Bit Hurts, Martha and the Vandellas, who had Dancing in the Streets, the Marvelettes with Too Many Fish in the Sea, the Temptations with Girl, Why You Wanna Make Me Blue, The Girl's All Right With Me, The Way You Do the Things You Do and My Girl, Mary Wells with My Guy, and especially the Supremes, who finally broke through with Baby Love and Where Did Our Love Go? Not bad. But those classics only tell part of the story. Berry Gordy's company was now comprised of six labels: Motown, Gordy, VIP, Soul, Tamla, and a country label, Mel-O-D. The latter sounds like a bad idea, and in fact it was, although it had Dorsey Burnett, the pioneering rockabilly singer, who might have had some success, except for the fact that his brother Johnny drowned that summer, plunging Dorsey into a serious depression. Soul was the new label, dedicated to grittier stuff than Motown released, and its very first record was a classic, although not in its original form. Never with the moonlight. Shorty Long's song would make him a lot of money, but not until his fellow Detroiter Mitch Ryder revived it with his band the Detroit Wheels a couple of years later. Long, like the other early acts on Soul, came to the Motown family thanks to Harvey Fuqua and Gwen Gordy, Berry's sister, who sold their Tri-Fi label to Motown in 1964. Two other acts came with him, both of whom would be important to the Motown story later on. Saxophonist Audrey DeWalt, known professionally as Junior Walker, would also take a while to find his groove at Motown, although these first notes on Monkey Jump here are unmistakably him. The third act went straight to Motown for polishing, although again, it would take them a couple of years to find their groove.
Can't resist. There's a
The Spinners wound up working odd jobs around Motown and doing an act called the Brown Beatles, in which they played Beatles songs just to make ends meet. 1964 was also the year that Motown lost one of its major stars, Mary Wells, to another label, which was problematic not only for Motown itself, but for Marvin Gaye, who'd had a series of successful duets with her. Motown wanted to keep that magic going, so they hooked him up with a newly signed former Iquette from their VIP label, Oma Heard.
Here comes that guy with the stream of girls. It makes him happy just to take him for a whirl. Still I love him and I want him so, but for now, Mr. Lonely Heart, I can't let him know.
No, Mr. Lonely Heart, I can't let him know.
Something didn't work out. The sessions were never released, and Oma Heard's one single barely snuck out. Marvin hooked up with Kim Weston instead. For my money, the talent deserving greater recognition from Motown in 1964 was the Velvets, four young women who recorded a number of wonderful songs. Why the label decided to release this in the period between Christmas and New Year's is anybody's guess, but it sank as predictably as you'd expect. At the end of 1964, Motown had a lot to be proud of, including dozens of flops which would have been hits at any other time. They'd put the company on the map, toured their artists overseas, and, not incidentally, they'd stood up to the year's other major musical phenomenon, the British Invasion, and fought it to a truce. They'd happened upon the brilliant ideas which became the formula which would make them all rich, but because it was a formula, Motown would never be this much fun again.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He played selections from the Complete Motown Singles, Volume 4, on Motown Select. It features recordings from 1964. We'll close with a 1972 Motown classic by Marvin Gaye. I'm Terry Gross.